Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Well, today I wanted to talk about a really amazing and very short poem, letter. I'm not sure what you want to call it exactly, but I think it's excerpted from one of Christian D. Larson's books, and it's called Promise Yourself. I'm going to read it to you and then talk about it a little bit. It is really powerful and amazing, and when you read it and just simply intend to apply it, for me, it's just been an immediate lifting up of everything that I am, everything that I'm feeling, because you feel and sense the truth in it and the power in it. So without further ado, let's just dive right in. This is Promise Yourself by Christian D. Larson. Promise yourself to be strong, that nothing can disturb your peace of mind, to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet, to make all your friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them, to look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. To forget the mistakes of the past and to press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature you meet. To give so much time to improving yourself that you have no time to criticize others. To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. To think well of yourself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds. To live in the faith that the whole world is on your side, so long as you are true to the best that is in you. Woo! Wow. Every time I read it, and I've read it at this point, I think hundreds of times, at least many dozens of times, and there's just so much beauty in it, so much truth. You know, he starts off with being strong and to focusing that strength on peace of mind. So beautiful. And then he goes into what to focus on, what to talk about. Health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. And then to, you know, focusing on our friends, you know, all the people we interact with. I'm sure that includes our family and our coworkers, right? To focus on the fact that there's always something worthwhile in everyone. To look at the sunny side, right? To have your optimism come true. To be enthusiastic about the success of others. I mean, we all know how powerful that is. To give a smile to every living creature you meet. And if you're not familiar with the science of smiling and laughter, I say you check it out. I've got several podcasts on the topics about smiling and laughter and just how amazing it is that it is so good for you. It is, you want to build your immune system? laugh your ass off. Smile as much as possible. You know, it's just all right here. To be too large for worry, to spend so much time improving yourself that you have no time to criticize others, right? To get out of that complaining and to think so well of yourself that you perform great deeds, not talk about yourself with loud words. And it's just amazing to live in a faith that the whole world is on your side. So as long as you are true to the best that is in you, right? To the highest that is within us, because that is always available to us. The high road is always available. But you have to really, on a deeper level, realize that it doesn't matter how other people react, what they say, what they do. You have to know that the high road, the gift of the high road, is in doing it, not in how it's going to affect others or change. We can't control other people. We cannot. We cannot. Now, if you raise your vibration all the time, you know, more often than not, you're going to be around great people doing wonderful things. You're going to find that they're generous to you and kind. I mean, it's just, it's funny. I recently had dinner with someone who I've had dinner with them dozens of times, and I've treated them quite a bit. More often than not, we, you know, just split it, but I've, you know, just felt generous on many of the occasions and decided to treat. But it hasn't always been reciprocated, and that's fine. I don't really worry about it because he's somebody I love very much and just really enjoy spending time with him. And sometimes when I decide to treat someone, I'm not looking for them to reciprocate. It's just, I want to just do it, you know? I mean, it's nice when someone does, I appreciate it, but I don't want that to be the reason that I do it. And I don't want to be attached to, you know, keeping score or anything like that. But sometimes you can't help but notice. And I had noticed over the years, and it was no big deal. But last night, they treated me. They offered, and I accepted, and it was really beautiful. And I was able to really soak up the beauty of that, the enjoyment of that. And I think this life, if we just take the high road as much as possible and remember that the gift is in just in taking it and in having the faith that this is always working out for us, you know, that practicing what he talks about in Promise Yourself, in taking the high road to focusing on improving ourselves and not complaining and criticizing others. If you just really practice this day after day, month after month, within just a few months, your life is just so radically different. You just wake up one day and you're living a radically different life because you've become a different person. And that's what's so amazing and beautiful about this. Anyway, check out Christian D. Larson. I think I have at least two or three other podcasts about him. I'll share more. He's just so great. I love all. I think he has like 20 something books. I just love them. He's so connected. No longer with us. He's from some years ago. I forget exactly when he lived, but I feel like he's one of my close friends. I've read his work so much and listened to his work so much. He's just an amazing, amazing mind and heart. So check him out for sure. Big love to all of you. I hope this was helpful. If you enjoyed it, please share it, like it, give a complimentary comment, whatever works for you. MattOGradyCoaching.com.